Hey, this is Candace with Candy Plans on Instagram.
And this is MJ with MJ Planner on Instagram.
And we are the Planner Pocket Podcast.
Woo woo.
Hey. Hey friends. So the other day we had a basically a set up your planner day. My plan was to set up a pocket that was kind of at the top of my list. I did bring personal planners because I thought that maybe I was going to switch to a personal.
Like a bunch of personal planners. Like about 12, maybe 15.
Really? Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah, so... yeah, I have quite the collection over the years of personal planners. Filofax is like really my fave. I did have an old compact Franklin Covey when they used to be sold in Target. And I had a day timer I just brought to show. But yeah, that one is older than my daughter, who is 17, almost 18.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
OG planners.
Yeah, for real, for real. Like, when you say planner girl for life, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It is so true.
Yeah. So, I set up a personal Malden, but I'm really kind of holding all the inserts in until I get the Franklin planner, because the Malden, it closes, but it doesn't, like, close the way that I like it to close.
Yes.
And so I had to do top tabs because I didn't want the side tabs to get smushed. So, essentially, I set up a Franklin planner.
Yeah. It's super cute. I'm kind of jealous.
I loved
like, jealous in a good way. It is so pretty. The pages... just everything is matchy-matchy like I like, and it's so neat.
Thank you.
And the white dividers, and it's a Filofax.
Yeah.
My fave.
Yeah.
You know, what's crazy is I've used, like, Filofax, but I don't think I've used them any length of time. I think I just like the way they look.
You're right, because that purple Filofax you bought, like, a bunch of years ago is still unused.
And had to have it. It's brand new, but it's so cute. So, I don't know. Maybe it'll be shelf candy one day.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I had to have it. It's cute. But I never really spend too much time, I guess, in them.
You did spend a lot of time in the Kiki K when you had it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Kiki K was like my favorite. The personal, I did really use that planner. I just really loved Kiki K. I think the only ones that I still have is the black personal, and then I have my black A5 that over the years in the planner community I've used for like business and kind of community relations, I guess. I set it up for that, and it's always just set up.
Yeah.
So whenever I get engaged or start doing planner community things, I can just grab it and go.
Nice. Nice.
But I've never taken anything out of it. I made the inserts for it, and those have been the same inserts. Yeah, it's just the same.
Okay.
And so I just grab it when I need it. But this pocket...
yes, okay. So tell us about your pocket, because I love the way that you set it up.
Okay. So this pocket, I have the, what do we call this? I never pronounce them right. The Croc, classic Croc.
Yeah.
And this is another one that I had to have,
It's Filofax.
Filofax, yes. And it's super cute. I love the leather. I love when the planners are sturdy. I know a lot of people don't like that. But for me, I like sturdy. And I like edges perfectly rounded and just perfect. I don't like any curvature or anything like that. I just want it, like, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose the pocket because of the bag that I'm currently carrying. And I kind of tend to carry smaller bags sometimes. And I don't know. I set it up. It's functional and a little bit cute in it. You can hear me flipping the pages. But what it is, I kind of have too many inserts and stuff in here, and there's not really too many pretties either in here. I didn't really do decor or anything like that. There's a few pieces of vellum in here, and then I have two different types of dividers. So I have three main dividers, like planning, home management, and then miscellaneous. Excuse me. And planning pretty much has all of my calendars and stuff in it, monthly, weekly, and daily. And then like the home management has like finances, shopping, household, and health. And then the miscellaneous has like podcasts, list, and whatever else back there. It is super, super functional. Like, literally has everything I need in it.
Yes.
And that was the goal, right?
So what's the problem?
It's too chunky. I don't like the way my pages flip. Gosh, I don't like the way the pages flip. When I was trying to plan in it over the weekend, it just kept getting stuck. And I'm like, I can't do this. It's annoying my life. And I'm using, look, Peanuts Planner Co. inserts in here, which I love because they're, to me, they're super functional. My brain works very well with them. They're not a whole lot of extras on them. I tried like pretty inserts and it's just a distraction.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. Yeah. Planning those.
Can't do it. And so, yeah, the pages just won't flip.
Maybe you can, I don't know actually.
I don't know.
Maybe cut the inside like smaller.
Oh, yeah. Inside
version.
Yeah.
That might work.
But yeah, this one, you know, in the pocket croc, if you're familiar, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4 like credit card slots back there, which was perfect. I love the elastic pin loop, you know, and it has that back pocket, you know, for if you're doing like the financial stuff. And then there's a zipper front pocket that I stuck some page flags or something in. It's cute. It is ideal. Well, it should be ideal, but it's not. And so guess what? I am going to like try this A5 or actually what is this?
Classic size
Franklin Covey or Franklin Planner. I'm going to try that out for 3 months. So we'll revisit that in October and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm really excited for you to try that because... I think you'll like it. It's a whole lot of space, and you might not, if you don't like journal or like write everything down, then you might not use all the space, but it's still there. And I just, my husband always says like, you just want the opportunity, blah, blah, blah. Like every time I'm like, I can't do this. He's like, you weren't going to do it anyway. You just wanted the opportunity to do it.
Yes. So I'm switching. That lasted, what, 3 days, 4 days? 3 days, because it's work.
Yeah. Well, okay, we should tell them about our day, like, when you first came over.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then we can get back to the planners.
Yeah.
So, when you first came over, Abby, my cat, was staring at you, like,
oh my gosh.
She about to come in this house.
Yeah, she was. Freaking Abby. So, listen to what Abby did to me. So, I like cats. Yes, I'm a cat person. I've had them throughout life. I've had the cat. And Abby was loving on me. This is like...
a few years ago.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And we were just chilling with each other. And, you know, I'm rubbing her. And then all of a sudden she attacks my hand. I was like, okay, we're done. And I have not touched Abby really since. Like, I'll let her come to me and whatever, but I will not touch her. I won't touch her. And I speak to her and, you know, she stays over there and she jumped off of her post the other day. Really? I don't know what that was about, but she jumped down off of her post. I was like, oh gosh, are we about to fight or what? But yeah, Abby was staring at me in the front window. Like
basically saying, you better come in here. It's time to do planners.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was cooking, I was making Dom, my husband, some tofu scramble because we're vegan. We call ourselves vegan, but we mostly just eat plant-based. Mm-hmm. So we were making some like tofu scramble with some like Beyond Burger sausage yes. stuff, which yes. you got to try. How did you like it?
It was really good. Yeah. I recently started like really, really being vegetarian. I still eat eggs. Well, I can't even say that because I haven't had eggs in a long time so far. Mm-hmm. But when I initially started back in May, I was still eating eggs. I still do use butter. I haven't been on dairy milk in years.
Mm-hmm. You tried the ice cream.
Oh, yes.
The vegan ice cream.
You guys need to try it. It's so delicious. Yeah, mm-hmm. so delicious. Chocolate and cookies and cream, or chocolate with cookies and cream, mm-hmm. cashew ice cream.
Cashew milk for sure. Don't yes. get the coconut milk. Don't get the rice milk. The oat.
Yeah,
milk.
I haven't tried the others.
Get the cashew milk. Yeah, that's the best.
It was really good. I was impressed. The first bite, I spooned some out just in case I didn't like it, so that her and Dom can keep it. So I spooned some out, and then we had this super yummy apple crisp.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good.
We were just eating good that
yes,
day.
Yes, we did eat good that day. And the freaking vegan lasagna.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay, wait. So, after I made the breakfast for Dominique, we went to my office, and we started mm-hmm. to put our planners together. And we were kind of hungry from the start.
From the start, yeah.
But then I was like, okay, let me finish these dividers. And then, okay, let's go at 1:15. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, finishing up this thing. I'm mm-hmm. thinking, let me look at my clock again. It's about 1:30, a little behind. I look at my clock, and it's like 2:30.
Yeah.
And
we're just going. I mean, it was a super, super productive day. We literally did it with no makeup, no music.
Uh-huh.
No music. We usually have music on or mm-hmm. some type of YouTube or something on when we've had these days before. We literally had nothing. It was just us getting these planners, crunching them down, cutting inserts, cutting dividers.
Yes.
Making stickers. Oh, the stickers, y'all. Man, I wish we could share, but yeah. These are for personal use.
These are personal use stickers.
They're personal use. They're super cute off of clear paper. You can go buy your own and make your own.
Yes. So we made some. So, okay. There are several shops who sell like the one color inserts or the mm-hmm. one color stickers, like the squares and the dots and the half circles and things like that. And sometimes they're not in stock, and I'm just like, I got all this paper because my shop is going on hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got all this paper. Let's make some stickers while we're here. And
we did all the things.
We did. So we made like, how many sets? One,
I
two,
think
three,
five
four,
or six.
Five sets
five.
Mm-hmm. of stickers. And
they're super cute.
Oh my gosh. We might show you guys, but y'all have to keep it on the DL. Because
we don't want to make nobody mad.
Just be transparent, okay? Because we talked about copying the couple episodes ago.
Right.
So these are not copies. They are inspired by a couple other shops.
There's several other shops that have them. Yes. And honestly, they're shapes.
Yeah, they're just shapes. I mean, I had shapes in my shop. I didn't mm-hmm. have some of these shapes, and I usually use more than one color on the shapes.
Mm-hmm.
But these are just so cute and so small. So we'll probably end up showing some in the future. But we would not be selling these at all, you guys.
No,
use your
don't
crickets,
ask.
Use your silhouettes because you have them.
Yeah, use your silhouette. Use your stuff.
And make some stickers.
It's literally just basic shapes, and we made them at home, and they're so functional.
And they did not take long at all.
Not long at
Maybe
all.
Maybe like 45
For
minutes.
For six sets. And we printed and cut, or MJ printed and cut, two of each one for us.
Yes.
So
I'm so excited about these.
Man, they're super cute. But yeah, we just used our stuff like normal, regular planner people and creators. And it took no time at all. So
I barely even bought inserts. Like I used, mm-hmm. well, no, I did buy inserts.
I didn't even really have to print that many inserts. I think I had to print, I went to Peanuts Planner Co. She has like the free monthlies in her Facebook group. So I think I printed those, but everything else was actually in my little pocket insert stash. That was crazy because I literally had everything I needed.
Yes.
So
all of the pretties, I mean, all of the pretties I had, like the
paper. I love how you just cranked out those.
Oh, the vellum.
The vellum.
Oh, so we printed.
I was like, ooh.
Vellum, like we printed patterns on vellum, mm-hmm. and then we had printed cute a couple words. Dashboards.
Yes.
So it's, and we did all the layering.
It was super cute.
It was good.
But we had, I mean, it was a super productive day. I don't think I left here until after like 11:30 or something.
Yeah.
But I remember Dom was like, you're about to drive all the way home. I said, yes, I am. Remember when we used to go over this person's house
mm-hmm.
and be there all night and I'd be like, I'm going home.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden I did get comfortable enough to stay there. And then like, I think that's another thing that just irritates my soul is because, you know, I don't sleep over other people's houses. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like people used to have to talk me into staying. Even when we went to Iowa, like you guys like pressured me and I was like, nah.
Like, this and who is am I hotel. Riding
with? And whose car? And who's driving? Like, no. And who am I sleeping with? Mm-mm. Nope. Sorry, can't do it. Are you sure I can't get my own room on the block? No, they're all full. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to sit this one out because I just wasn't about that life.
So the next thing we did was we went to go eat. So finally, when we looked at the clock, we went to go eat. And we went to this place that was, it was like a fresh, healthy place.
Oh,
and
they so good.
Sold, you got the guac.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
That is some of the best guac I've tasted ever. It was so fresh. Yeah, I was thinking about it on the way down here. And then you said, let's go to the other place. So I was like, okay. I like both of them, but they don't have guac.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was so good. And then we had the vegan lasagna. That was amazing.
Man, that was so impressive.
Girl.
Out of eggplant. Who knew?
Right.
Man. And the texture and everything. I'm a finicky eater because of textures. Not because of, well, probably because of taste. But I won't taste anything that is gross. But textures really do get me. And that's why I do have a hard time with tofu.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't eat it.
Yeah, it depends on how people make tofu because the fried, like when people do the fried tofu and they cook it well enough, it's not good, you know, just kind of that gooey mess.
Yeah, I had it in some soup and it was supposed to be like the chicken.
And
I was like,
no.
That is disgusting. I just have a prejudice against tofu. So when people say it, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, you gotta make it right. Like, Dominique makes these, like, tofu steaks where he fries it and then, like, marinates it in, like, barbecue sauce or teriyaki sauce. And it's actually really good because it's not, like, eggy. Like, he makes them in strips so they can cook fully through.
Nice. I can eat it as eggs.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't bother me as eggs, but it's the same sort of texture. But if you try to tell me that it's meat and it's going at it, and like, no, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You know what I liked that Dom cooked years ago? I don't even remember. I think it might have been the first apartment I came to visit y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And he made that cauliflower buffalo wings or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, what? This actually tastes like fried chicken.
It was good.
It was really good.
He has kind of developed the recipe now, and it's a lot better.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still need to try the mac and cheese and something else. But yeah, I can trust you guys' recommendation. I don't think I've had anything that I was
crazy.
Just like,
so. I'm glad, because, I mean, I feel like vegans don't have to eat terrible, but and they don't have to eat like nasty, and I think it just depends. I think like as your taste buds develop and kind of reset, mm-hmm. it's easier for people to eat more bland food. And so, I mean, I think that totally makes sense because mm-hmm. there was one point in time where I stopped eating sugar and I stopped eating a whole lot of salt. Mm-hmm. And so my taste buds were so sensitive that I was like, oh my gosh, this is so sweet. This is so whatever.
Yeah.
So it just depends on people's taste buds and how what they eat on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So
I try to do, like, when I'm cooking, some of my favorite stuff to do right now is, like, the potatoes, like, fried potatoes with just onions and peppers. Mm-hmm. I use the red onions. I hate saying red onions, by the way, so I'm going to say purple, so don't try to correct me because I know, but it's purple. I have a horrible time saying red, and you should actually go Google where that even came from. Okay. Anyway, I make this fried potatoes with green peppers or whatever peppers I have at the time and onions. And I season with spices and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't use a whole lot of salt. I made some for my daughter. And I see her over there just piling on the salt. I was like, what are you doing? Did you even taste it first? And she's like, yes, mommy, I need some salt. And to me, I'm just like, this is so scrumptious. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. I taste the little bit of paprika, cayenne, little spice and salt. I did put salt in it. I just didn't like do a whole lot. Like mm-hmm. probably they're used to and probably how I used to cook.
Right, right.
So yeah, it's definitely been an experience. I'm enjoying it. I've lost weight. I feel good. Yeah. That's I don't really cool. have any regrets. I think we should go get some guac.
Yeah, I agree. but I think that is honestly another reason why I'm always so adamant about like people using their planners. Like mm-hmm. use your planners because, okay, so after making this, after just kind of setting my planner together, like I had so many things I wanted to track and so many things I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I've been the most productive in these last 3 days than I have in the whole time COVID has been going on.
Bruh, really? Because it's organized.
Yes.
And you see the things that you want to do. I will say that about my little pocket. I have a little list in here of things that I want to do daily, mm-hmm. I guess. Where is it? Oh. So it's a little thing that I just want to do daily, and I don't know what insert number it is in Peanuts Planner Co. shop, so I don't know. And this is not a promo, by the way, it's just what I'm using. But each week, you know, she has different little areas and then it's the days of the week are kind of at the top. So you can list out all these different things. I'll just go ahead and share some of the stuff that, I have down for this week. And it's a 5 mile walk, my AM skincare, my PM skincare, my intermittent fasting, the Arise Bible study, prayer and meditation, vitamins, and my water intake. Like, those are the things that are important to me right now for me to meet my goals. And actually, let's go look at some of my goals. I put them in here too. So I wrote these things down. And if you guys are familiar with 7 Habits or any of the Franklin Planner teachings and stuff like that, MJ talks about them a lot. And that's something we both have in common. It just feels so productive. Even just reading one chapter of the book, 7 Habits, makes you feel like you got your whole life together.
Right.
It just feels like you got it all together, but it kind of helps you. So, and I will tell you that I have been in a funk and I haven't really been using my planner. I think the only thing I've been writing in it is like solid dates or dates that I need to remember, like work, podcast meetings, you know, meeting with MJ. But yeah, this is just writing it down. I don't care what anybody says about electronic planning. I feel like pen and paper really does something with your mind.
It does. It makes it feel so official.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, get it done. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. So some of my goals, these are just general goals. And I was just writing down. There are no like specific order whatsoever. But these are just things that are what I want to do or what would make me feel fulfilled. And I'm just going to talk them. Financial stability, spending quality time with God, spending quality time with the kids, spend time with friends and family, exercise and clean diet, work towards veganism, and my physical and mental health. So on that list that I read first, like my 5-mile walk, my skincare, my intermittent fasting, all those things, I feel like coincide with those goals.
Boom.
And so, you know, it's basically, these are my goals, and this is the stuff that I'm going to do to get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, daughter, when she's home or when she's around, she does the 5-mile walk with me. I think the first time she did really good. The second time, I think we both stayed up kind of late. And since I'm used to doing it, it doesn't really affect me. Mm-hmm. But she came and I think she was like, whoa, bruh, it's really hot out here. So we had to stop at a gas station. We walked into their beer fridge to cool off a little bit before we walked back home. I was like, are you going to make it, sis? But yeah, that's some quality time that I spend with her. With my son, you know, we do different things like decluttering. He doesn't mind like hands-on busy work and stuff. We cleaned out the garage together, and that was kind of a thing with me and him. Even though it's not on my list, that's still something that's kind of in the back of my mind. I have another list of things that I want to do. I live with my 80-something-year-old grandfather. He's in a big house by himself, so I live with him, and I choose different projects at different mm-hmm. times. My son and I did the garage for him, and he had like 15 different snow shovels, probably because he couldn't find one. So then he just goes out and buys another. I'm exaggerating, but yeah, we found so much stuff that he had repeats for. And then we have an unfinished part of the basement, but it's like where the laundry stuff is set up. And so me and my son are kind of doing that. So those are different ways that I'm spending quality time. It's productive. We're doing something together. We're completing a task together. Spending time with my grandfather, rather than being downstairs in my little area, I have a living room and my desk and whatever is downstairs. So the only thing I really come upstairs for is kitchen and cooking, or to go get a beverage out of the garage. Mm-hmm. So now, instead of just sitting downstairs when he's up or during the day and I'm off, I go upstairs and kind of sit at the kitchen table, which he's feet away. And if he wants to have a conversation or we hear something, talk about TV or something, just so I'm spending time with him.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes just your presence with people, you don't even have to talk, is good enough, especially during COVID. So I'm trying to do that more. But those are just some of the things, and those are my goals that I'm working on right now. It would be nice to hear like how you guys do your goals or whatever, if you don't use the Franklin way, or if even if you do, like, share that with us.
Yeah.
I know you kind of do the same.
Yeah, honestly, actually, we kind of set this up and I created a page for it, but I didn't fill it out until after we had our, mini meetup.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I put a section for my main roles
mm-hmm.
and what kind of, I guess, what roles I play in my life. And so, once I did that, I kind of broke them down and had like a few affirmations that go with those.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, like,
I like that.
One of my roles is a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the next thing is I keep my dates or my notes and files up to date. I research and study up on clients' needs. I take breaks when I need them.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that I'm writing down. But essentially, I mean, I'm saying I'm doing these things, but, I'm doing some of them, but I want to make sure that I'm staying on top of it.
Yeah, so, being consistent.
Yeah, and I'm saying these in the affirmative. So it's kind of helping me to kind of build that identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if you guys have heard of Atomic Habits, but it talks about how our habits follow who we think we are, who we believe we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I believe that this is who I am, this is what I'm doing, then more likely than not, it's going to lead toward goals and it's going to be easier to do these mm-hmm. things when I am affirming myself in that truth.
Yeah.
And so you know, a lot of times people think, oh, well, that's magical thinking. That's just you making up stuff. But honestly, like, if you say, I'm so unhealthy on a regular basis, mm-hmm. and you go and try to work out, that's against your identity. Exactly. And that's not working.
Because
and
that's not what you're training your brain to do.
Exactly.
Man, there's so many TED Talks on that. Man, Mel Robbins has one. And
she's the bomb.
Oh my gosh, I love her. I was just scrolling through freaking YouTube looking for TED Talks or whatever. I was looking for them. And Mel Robbins talks about that, like that 5-second rule thing, and just like kicking yourself in gear, like don't even think about it. And that's what I do for working out now. Mm. You know, so I go to work out when I get off work in the morning at 7. And on my days off, I push myself to get up and I just walk my neighborhood, mm-hmm. do the miles. But on my way home, I pass my gym. So there's no excuse. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going out of my way. I don't have to go across town. Go get it done. Mm-hmm. I don't pack a bag. I don't change clothes. I don't do anything. I leave work. I'm driving home and the gym is right there. I make a right turn like I'm going to my house. My gym is right there at that right turn. I turn into that parking lot. Mm-hmm. I go do my miles or whatever on the treadmill. And I get, I'm not really into weights. I don't know much about them. I'm just not doing it. But, you know, it's like raining. And so I go do like the elliptical or I'll do the things on the treadmill, you know. But I don't have to think about anything and I'm not preparing to do anything. I'm just going. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Sometimes when we make things too many different tasks just to do one thing.
Yes.
You're not going to get it done because it's too much.
You know, it's funny because Tony Robbins talked about that. And it was funny because it was kind of like, okay, take me through all the steps you need to do in order to work out. Mm-hmm. And then he talked about, take me through all the steps you need to do in order to cook a cinnamon roll, something mm-hmm. like that. And, you know, if you say, okay, I'm about to cook a cinnamon roll, all I got to do is preheat the oven and put it in there. But there are so many more actual steps that go along with that. But then mm-hmm. when you say, I have to work out, you say, oh, well, I got to get my shoes. Mm-hmm. I got to get my workout clothes. I got to get a backpack. I got to drive to the gym. Got to
have
in,
water. Right. Got to have pre-workout. Got to have my energy bar.
I
got
to wait a little while mm-hmm. so it can all digest. Yeah. And then it's like, but...
Yeah, literally to make that cinnamon roll, you have to get off the couch, walk into our mm-hmm. kitchen, turn on the light, find the pan, dig down underneath. Like, yes, it is. And so you're training your brain to do that. And I love that TED Talk. And, you know, I'm Christian. I believe in God. I believe Jesus is my savior. And so when people think that, oh, you're doing magical thinking or you're doing this, that, and the other, the Bible actually does speak on your tongue. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so when I think of things that I'm speaking or things that my tongue is saying or that my mind is doing, you got to check it.
Yeah.
You know? You got to check it and be mindful of that. And he tells you to be mindful. So I don't feel like it's magical thinking or that I'm, and these are my personal thoughts. So don't come for me. Don't come for the podcast. But yeah, you know, when you're trying to get stuff done and if you think it's such a huge task, literally all you have to do is just go do it.
Right. Or if you think it's against your nature. Mm-hmm. If you say consistently, I am unhealthy, I'm so fat, I'm so whatever, mm-hmm. you're trying, it's like our brains do that in order to give us tough love, to try to get us motivated, but that doesn't motivate. It just kind of digs you deeper into what you're mm-hmm. in.
Mel Robbins says like your brain is protecting you.
Yeah.
So it doesn't want you to go work out because, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We're going to sweat and feel like we're going to die.
Exactly.
Because that's me. I don't want to feel like I'm gonna die.
So with these lists, I just kind of do that, and then on my like weekly review and my to-do list, I make sure that connects with those mm-hmm. roles. And what happens every single week, I created a little insert. Every single week, I go back to those roles and read them fully, make any lists that I need to do. Mm-hmm. And actually, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, they call it the big rocks, mm-hmm. where you look at each role and think about the most impactful task you could do that week. and put it on your calendar. So don't just say, oh, I got to put it on my weekly checklist. No. Put it on your calendar and schedule it. And yes. So that's what I did this week. And it's been so good.
Yeah.
So our day was super productive.
It was super productive. I loved it. I mean, I just felt when I got home and it was late, it's kind of crazy coming from a night shifter. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain this that I have going on, because I literally worked 12-hour shifts overnight this whole weekend. I do 2 12s and 2 8s, but they're all overnight. Mm-hmm. And then on my days off, I function like a person that wakes up in the morning, mm-hmm. you know, person that like has a productive day. I don't know how I do it. I force myself. My body probably hates me and my brain is probably going, no. But nope, I get up out of that bed and like get going. Now when I do need rest, I do rest. But on my days off, I don't know how. Like when people ask me, like, I saw you up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Girl, I'm like I still don't know how you do it. And sometimes it's funny because you can tell, I can totally tell when you haven't got enough sleep.
Oh, because I'm edgy. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this girl needs to go to bed.
Or I'm like extra hyper. Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah. Your neighbor was like, good morning. He was like, what? Yeah, I'm like extra chipper. And it could go both ways. Sometimes I'm not chipper. And then I'm moody and then I go put myself in my room. But
yeah,
I'm happy.
It happens when we don't get enough sleep. Honestly, you know, that's important. So put that in y'all's tracker. Sleep.
Oh, absolutely. Sleep. Yeah. But
So I think after that, we just came back, finished up our planners. Mm-hmm. We watched a couple of things on YouTube, ate mm-hmm. some ice cream, ate some food, some vegan cheesy bread.
Oh my gosh, that's my favorite, but I don't know why it's so small.
Yeah, they made it something smaller now.
I feel like I want to go ask them, like, what are you doing with the bread?
Right. I think it's because you're not dining in. They just kind of give the...
You think so?
The, I don't know.
When it's to go?
I just kind of feel like people do that. Like, they just give people the scraps because they know they're about to drive off and mm-hmm. probably don't want to drive back.
I need the big loaf. Right. It literally, the first time I had it was like a meal.
Yeah,
it was like huge. A vegan... taco pizza and this cheese bread. Mm-hmm. And I am like always amazed by how that cheese tastes so real.
Man.
Like if good. I ate it first and didn't know that it was vegan, I would have thought you were lying. It's so good, y'all.
It is. It is. So if ever y'all come to Kansas City, hit us up and then we can take you to the vegan places.
Or we'll just tell you where it's at. No.
She didn't get enough sleep, y'all.
She's sad. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so do we have anything else that we want to share with them about our productive day?
No, I want them to share with us about their productivity and how they do things.
We need to like do some sort of like get together with our listeners.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, let's figure that out and then revisit this topic.
Maybe we can figure out how to do something online where we can talk and chat and maybe set up planners or...
I got some good ideas, okay. But we'll share it with y'all the next time, possibly. We'll see.
Yeah.
But, well, that's all I got, so... Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening. We hope to talk to you soon.
Yes, we're about to go eat.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye.
So today...
Is it better?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's still an echo. But really? Not that much.
I don't have the echo anymore.
You can't hear it on your end?
Uh-uh.
So it might just be my phone then. So we can go because it'll be saved on yours, right?
Yes.
So let's see if that...
Okay, let's do a 3-second pause so that way when we trim this, it's not there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so today we are talking about planning when the future is uncertain.
Yes, it's with COVID
and the uncertainty about what's going to happen, how things are going to go, traveling. I know that's a huge one for me. I would love to be in Mexico.
Girl, I was planning to be in Hawaii, I think, yeah, August.
Oh my
Like,
gosh, yeah. I'm supposed to be going
but
next, I think next year, either spring or summer. But yeah, it's just kind of crazy right now. And I've seen people going to like Cabo and different places. So I don't know if like travel bans are in certain places or how they're going about it or if they're going through travel agents or what. But
yeah. So yeah, that's the hard thing. I feel like, when I sometimes when I go to my planner, and I've seen other people talk about this too, but like going to the planner, making plans, and then realizing like these plans might not even happen. And so like how have you dealt with that?
I will tell you that I've been doing a whole lot of sticky note planning. And I will tell you with the Franklin Covey daily inserts, that's kind of easy. Or even for the monthlies, like, I only keep the current month of dailies in my planner. But you can put that little sticky note, the little strip on there, and just put, because even my work schedule, those sort of things, that's what I've really been doing it with, is putting tentative work schedule, tentative extra hours, tentative because they haven't really been giving extra hours at the hospital. And I hate writing it in my planner, like, or if, you trade with somebody and then they're like, no, blah, blah, blah. So I hate writing it in my planner because I'm an ink pen planner and I'm a color coder. So it is annoying. So what I've been doing lately is using sticky notes, those little strips, and kind of putting those on there. I have tons of them. And or those little cute page flags, there's like panda bears and different little things. So I have some of those that I could still kind of color code or, something with. But yeah, for sure, like writing something down. There's a couple of vacations that I've had and I've had to cancel them or scratch it off my planner, and I try to just do one single neat line on there, but still when you go back and look, it's like, ugh, they messed up my
They messed up my plans.
yeah. Or sometimes you can put a sticker over it, but it is like, and then there's this whole thing with your psyche of being disappointed from being able to do your thing, something you've been looking forward to. So just even getting yourself out of that headspace is a whole nother task.
And that's been so hard, because, I'm a goals person. I'm like, set the New Year's resolution, set the goals, let's do it. But it has been a little difficult because I'm like, okay, I can set this goal, but it's probably not gonna happen. Or it might happen, but it'll look way different than my plan. And so the way that I've been kind of trying to deal with that is like not necessarily like planning stuff and then just hoping for the best, but rather planning personal goals rather than like external goals. So like, I could plan to go to Paris next year, February, March, whatever. But that may or may not happen. However, I can learn French. Like that's nobody's gonna stop that. Except me.
I hear that. Yeah, it is. I mean, it is a little daunting. And for people that have, like, there's a lot of people who order kits and different things that go along with their trip plans or their whatever because they knew something was going on. And then the fact that that's not happening or it got canceled for whatever reason, and you have this whole kit, it's like, okay, what do I do with it now? It's a lot. And then trying to plan around school now, My son goes to school only on Thursdays and Fridays. I'm like, why couldn't we have a beginning of the week? Because you know, when you're trying to take a trip, it's usually I usually leave on a Thursday or Friday and come back. I mean, he is
right,
and he has to be physically there. Whereas my daughter, she is completely online. So if we were going to go somewhere, I just need to make sure we're wherever we needed to be, or she had Wi-Fi, you know, at the time her classes start. But yeah, this boy has to go to school on Thursdays and Fridays, and I'm like, seriously.
Yeah, that's so hard, because yeah. That's true. Like, you know, now a lot of people aren't flying to where they want to go, but like a lot of people are driving.
Right.
And so when you drive, you do have to have that like extra head start.
Mm-hmm. To make sure, you know, people can log in where they need to log in. And
right.
I don't know, one lady was talking about getting this a portable Wi-Fi added onto her bill, and it would literally make her cell phone bill go up another $100 and something. I was like, no.
Oh,
I'm not giving AT&T any more money. They get enough from me every month. They're not getting another penny.
Man, that's a lot. Yeah. Per month. Mm-hmm.
For some portable Wi-Fi, and the little, whatever the little plug-in thing is. I was like,
yeah. You know what though, for some people it could be really worth it, because like for me, I'm seeing clients just straight telehealth.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't want my office anymore, and my office is like several hundred dollars a month, like I could just take away the office and just get the portable Wi-Fi and work from wherever I want.
Yeah, I guess that for some people it probably does work. I wish hospital was telework where I could just, you know, be at my house and do, but no.
Man. So
put scrubs on and go.
Right. So what kinds of things have you been planning recently that don't pertain to work?
Other things that I've done. Let's see. Working out. I've been really trying to make myself go to the gym and use my membership. Okay, so I signed up for this gym because it was 24 hours. You know, I work night shift. So I had to go back and like redo these days. That's what really made me month, is because I had to go back and redo these days, because my gym here in town closes at like 9 o'clock, whereas the one about 30 minutes from me, they close at 11. Excuse me. So I think they open earlier too. The one up here, it works because, you know, I get off at 7, they open at 7. It's fine if I go do my workout after work. But I've had to go in and like change which days I'm going in the gym and which days I'm just going to do my 5 miles like in the neighborhood or at the lake or something. I had to go and rearrange that and kind of do it with the gym in Lawrence. Change it up. I would say another one is like Jaina's work schedule with her going back to school. We had to kind of make some adjustments, which kind of was her thing, where her boss had her working some mornings. And I'm like, dude, you have to log on to school at 7:30. So you need to have a conversation with your boss about it and let her know, you know, that you cannot work during the week anymore in the mornings. So
yeah,
you can go after school or do the weekends, which she tries to not work on the Sabbath, which I'm proud of her because that was her own doing. Mm-hmm. That was something else we've had to rearrange. Mm-hmm. I will say, let me think what else. Oh, my doctor's appointments now. So I had my 3-month follow-up, and he's like, this is the last time that you have to come into the office, you know, and my cholesterol and everything is down. So that's like a major plus.
That's awesome.
Yes. Diet and exercise, y'all. Plant-based. Don't eat meat.
Listen, I always tell people, like, you can eat what whatever the heck you want to eat. But like, I think it's really beneficial to check how you feel. That's something we can like really track in our planners during this uncertain time. Like, yeah. Track what you're eating and how you feel afterward.
After like, you eat it, yes. I will say, I think I mentioned before that I'm doing like vegetarian. I can't really say that I'm loose vegetarian anymore, because really I've just been. And I honestly, I can't even think the last time I even had fish or shrimp or anything. It's been a minute. Probably at least a month or more. So truly plant-based, but I still mess around with eggs.
that's vegetarian.
Yeah, I still mess around with eggs, and I still mess around with, trying to think what else. Oh, the other day I made some cauliflower buffalo wings, mm-hmm. and the recipe that I found called for buttermilk. But while doing that, I did find one that is where you can do vegan, make your own vegan buttermilk. Mm-hmm. I found a recipe for vegan Parmesan cheese. Girl, cashews are so flavorful. I just love freaking cashews now.
Girl, yeah.
My goodness. And so I made the vegan Parmesan cheese for my zucchini boats the other day. And then, so I will say, like, right now I'm, like, vegetarian for sure and loose vegan.
You know what, though? I don't want anybody listening to feel, like, shame if they eat whatever.
No.
So we need to make a note about that, because yeah. I don't want anybody coming at us in our DMs crazy.
People take offense when you... I don't understand that. So, you know, when you tell somebody, like, I went to a retirement party the other day, and all they had was fried chicken. They had potato salad and some macaroni salad. I don't eat mm-hmm. those things if I don't know who made them. Like potato salad, macaroni salad, I don't eat that if I don't know who made it. Oh, and they have pulled mm-hmm. pork. So pretty much all meat, right? Oh, and mm-hmm. pork and beans. I don't eat pork. So yeah, mm-hmm. I haven't had pork in years, like even before I... So when I'm sitting there, you know, I had a drink, and, you know, I'm sitting there talking to some friends or whatever, and everybody kept asking me, you're not eating? Like, if I'm too good not to eat. And I was like, no, I'm like, I ate before I came. They're like, you know, just have this face on. And then so my friend would speak up and be like, oh, she doesn't eat meat. And you don't eat meat? Like.
Like, so offended.
Yes. I'm like, what is that? So yeah, people kept, you know, there are several people, and finally I'm like, oh my God, let me just get something. So they finally start cutting the cake, and that, like, oh, she's eating cake. You know, it's like, this girl's not eating anything. It's like, no wonder you stay so thin. And I personally do not feel like I'm so thin. Like, I don't know. It's just really weird that people get so offended by your food choices.
Exactly. And I think people should really, like, if they, like, if you're listening to this and you start to feel like some defensiveness about what you're eating, like, check, where is that coming from? Why do I feel this way? Like, nobody's telling you to eat anything or not eat anything. Like, you do what you feel like you need to do to stay healthy and intentional. Or if you don't want to, if healthy is not your goal, like,
That might not be your goal. I'm totally speaking from my own self and my own experiences. But I will tell you, my cholesterol is down. My doctor was so pleased. He's like, check you out, girl. And, you know, I feel energetic. You know, I'm doing my 5 miles without, like, feeling like I'm going to die. And
I would die.
You would die. Well, don't do it in the heat, because I don't understand that. Why would somebody would just go torture themselves in the heat after, you know, then go and doing these miles? I go early and when it's still a little bit cool outside. But yeah, it just feels so refreshing. I feel like I get a refreshing experience every time I do it. And you just throw some good music on, and before you know it, you're done. And then you feel so accomplished. It's like, man, I just did these 5 freaking miles, you know?
That's cool.
So it feels good. And that's something, like, I started doing that because of COVID. Like, you're locked up in the house. They don't want you to go anywhere. And I'm like, oh, I got to get out of here. You know, these walls are killing me. I'm tired of looking at these tan, whatever color these walls are. I'm sick of it. I'm ready to go outside. So that's when I started doing it. And I think I pushed myself for 3 miles. And then I just started doing 5. And before you know it, you're done. You feel so good. You feel like you conquered the world. Well, I do anyway. And then since, you know, we don't have a whole lot going on, I did plant-based. I went to, what is it called? Harvesters, where you pass out food and stuff. So we volunteered to pass out food, and I got, like, so many vegetables and stuff. And so that early on with my vegetarian journey, because I had all these vegetables and I don't want to waste, so I was eating them up. And that is another thing that I have kind of had to reschedule and move around. And I'm starting a new job next month, is the stuff I do to volunteer. You know, those hours are kind of different. And
yeah,
so this August monthly is, I love the color coding look of it. I love, you know, all that kind of stuff, but it was kind of messy for my liking. from the changing up and stuff, but I really use those sticky notes. I've been using the big ones and the small ones, and just, you know, moving them around. And that's actually a task I have for myself today, is to make some of those more permanent ones of things that I have, like the podcast, that I can move. That way I'm not writing it every single week, or on the dailies or whatever. I can just move it to the following one. My meal planning, I guess it's like, what's her name's task cards, basically. But I'm not making cards. I'm just going to actually put it on my dailies or my monthlies.
Yeah. So far, I feel like, you know, in terms of planning in uncertainty, we have daily planning, because you can kind of refresh each day. Planning with sticky notes, planning personal goals like health and, like, you know, learning and cleaning, those kinds of things. Oh, and exercising, like, all of that. And yeah, what else do we have, like, when it comes to, like, planning when things are uncertain?
I don't know. I think I've said pretty much what I've been doing. The sticky notes is the major, major thing for me. And just being flexible with myself. I don't really get irritated too much anymore when things change. I was in the beginning. It was just so annoying.
Same here.
Yeah, it was really annoying. But I think I'm fine. Like, this month is, like, actually I'm adjusting, you know. And you're able to kind of work around things, kind of able to navigate better. Definitely talking to friends, you know, and seeing what other people are doing with things like that, especially with the kids going back to school, you know, how they're doing that. I know one friend was saying, you know, she works from home and she has, her boys are home too. And she does have help there, but she's like, you know, they come to her still for, like, snacks and lunch and things like that. So just kind of coordinating things together.
That's you really made a good point there. I've been actually, when it comes to prioritizing and, like, being flexible when things change, because I've been doing the ABC priority list, and we've talked about this multiple times, like, A, things that you have to do, B, things that you should do, C, things that you could do. And so, like, I just make sure every day I do the A's, like, and that's it. And then if I feel like I got a second wind, if I feel like, okay, I can do this, then go to B, then go to C. And so I've been less rigid when it comes to moving things to the next day, or just taking things off the list, you know, just all together. But, like, prioritizing in that way feels a lot better than just having a straight to-do list and realizing you didn't even get, you know, yeah. half of it done.
Right.
So prioritizing the list has been helpful when, you know, things haven't been kind of set in stone.
Yes. I will say that is definitely, I will say that is one of the biggest things that has helped me is the Franklin Planner system and dealing with that prioritizing thing. It's kind of like, you know, that a lot of people have in their planners the top three. So as long as you accomplish those top three things, then you're good, or something like that. So yes, prioritizing those things has been great. Like, if I do these three things today, this is how, I mean, I'll feel good. And moving into your next day, I do put other things that possibly I could do. But just, I think being flexible is a huge part of all of that. Being flexible.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we get set in stone, we write it in our planners, and this is like, this is going to happen, I'm going to make it happen, especially if you're goal oriented, and then having to change it or having to cross it off or whatever. Using stickers and washi has been helpful on my dailies too, if I have it available. I've kind of quit carrying a lot of stuff since I have my desk kind of set up. I stopped carrying a lot of like on the go planning, because I want to sit down and actually make sure I'm using the time to sit down and plan.
Yeah.
So I've tried to stop carrying so much stuff with me, and the sticky notes, that's where those kind of come in. I have a few of those in a little pouch, but using the sticky notes that I have in my planner to jot things down until it's time for me to plan it.
Right.
And then,
you know,
using question marks or something on the sticky note, because it's not
like that's real. I've done that several times, like question mark, maybe.
Yeah, there's a whole lot.
But that's real. And I think a tip, you know, to be flexible for those people who are like, yeah, I want to be flexible, but I just, it's really hard. Mm-hmm. A tip would be to like, ask yourself, like, what does it say about me if I don't get these things done, or if I don't get this done? And then recognize that, you know, if you feel like it says that you're worthless or you're useless, or, you know, you should have done better, or you should have done, you know, all of these things like that just don't help, recognize them as unhelpful. And realize that it doesn't say that about you. Like, right. Just because you didn't clean the bathroom today, that doesn't mean you're a useless person.
Exactly.
So really, like, see where that those emotions are coming from, and then address them in a different way.
Absolutely.
Rather than just trying to do something to make that emotion fulfilled, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I definitely, I get that. I like that because, too, not to keep bringing up the vegetarian thing, but like, I'm coming up, actually, I think it might be 3 months now that I've been vegetarian. But I will say, like, in the beginning, I was just kind of eating what I had available in the house and not really planning my meals and things out. And so then when I'm just like, dang it, I just want to grab something quick and go. And then I felt some type of way about it, like, dang it, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this, or I'm not going to be able to accomplish this, or I'm already failing and this, that, and the other. And then I had to go back to, you hear a lot of people say, go back to your why. Like, why am I choosing to go vegetarian or go more plant-based? You know, why am I choosing that? And it's for my health. I love animals, but it was for my health. My cholesterol is something I struggle with my family, it's genetics, you know. And then the other thing was, really evaluating and making sure that I'm planning ahead these meals and deciding what do I have in my cabinets and being prepared. That has really helped me be successful. And that way I'm not scrambling around at the last minute and just saying, forget it, I'll just eat this, you know, sausage or whatever the case may be. So, you know, I just haven't put myself in that situation. And then I do have some of those meals that if I am in a pinch or in a bind or something, and maybe I can't cook, and this is where that flexibility will come in, I'll go just grab one of those. It's like quinoa bowls or whatever the heck they are. They're like, I don't know who they're made by, but they're like a healthy thing. It's a freezer dinner and it's like vegetables and protein power packed meals or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if I'm too sleepy from work to pack a lunch or prepare something, then I'll grab that. So I think like being prepared, being flexible, you know, reminding yourself of why, and I mean, just not really beating yourself up, really evaluate the situation rather than beat yourself up about it, you know, and see how you can do better. And maybe the next day you try again, but not giving up.
Yeah. Beating yourself up, like it's as much as we want it to help. And sometimes we do think it helps. It really doesn't. Like mm-hmm. if you're saying these terrible things about yourself, like, man, I'm just so useless. Like, and the thing is, sometimes it's like, you might want to tell the truth, and I'm having air quotes here, about yourself, but that's not the truth about yourself. And it's not even helpful. Like, it's not helpful. It's not useful. Mm-hmm. It's literally just making it worse. So mm-hmm. if you can feel yourself going down that trail, then just let it go. Mm-hmm. Just let yourself know it's not helpful to do this. All right. What can I focus on now?
Yep. I actually plan my days when I'm going to binge watch some TV. You know, I set my set my DVR or whatever you may have. And that way I'm not like doing a whole week of, you know, just watching these shows or whatever. Like, I've set aside a day that I'm going to watch my shows and do my planner. And that's what I do at the same time. Like, my TV's right by my desk, so I can sit here and plan and watch my junk TV. You know, rather than feeling like, oh my gosh, all I've been doing is watching TV and all my laundry's piling up and blah 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 blah. Like, those are things that bother me. So that's and setting days, like, you know, Mondays I try not to put so much on it. That's gonna be, you know, podcast and laundry, you know, and leave it at that. So, you know, using your planner for those dedicated tasks is just really, really helpful, especially during this time. Like, you have certain things that you can be flexible about, and then have certain days or times to have, you know, I'm going to watch TV and be in my planner today. It's like me time, you know, that's the type of me time to me. But just don't beat yourself up, especially during this time. It's just so much stuff already we have to deal with mentally.
Right.
That you don't need any extra added pettiness.
Right. And sometimes it's easy to go straight toward beating yourself up because other people have beat you up for so long that it's like hard to have different thoughts. But, you know, it helps to kind of like analyze, like, where is this coming from? Mm-hmm. Why do I feel this way?
Right.
And, you know, sometimes it's really helpful to get a therapist. If you feel like you can't, it's hard for you to do that by yourself, find a therapist, connect with somebody like on psychologytoday.com. And just see, like, how can I talk better to myself so I don't end up in this, like, this spiral.
Because I feel like it digs you deeper into a funk if you're already in one, too.
Right, exactly. And so, especially when things are uncertain. Mm-hmm. It's like, things are uncertain, life is uncertain, already not knowing what's going on. So, it's easy to be in a funk regardless. Mm-hmm. And so, on top of that, you know, having other stuff that you're dealing with, like, yeah, it's just a lot, y'all.
It is. There is a whole lot. So... I think the major takeaway is to just be flexible during this time. Oh, man, and I know, like, taking trips, and especially trips that you were probably going to take abroad or, you know, take different places, it's kind of hard to plan those because everything is just kind of crazy. You don't know who's going to shut down their border next, or, you know, what's going to happen if the airlines are not going to be. I would say this is a good time to put insurance on your trips and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Golly. Just so you're not out of any money. But I think that's all I have.
Same here.
Yeah. My sticky notes and being flexible, and for sure putting that washi tape and them stickers to use when you have to cover things up.
I agree.
Yeah.
And plan things that, you know, are not externally influenced.
Right.
I mean, everything is externally influenced, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Plan your personal goals and do those.
Right, right. This is a good time to do that. Yep.
Well, if that's all, then I guess we'll talk next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Bye. Bye.